I love going there. But I have a very vivid memory of sitting on that porch one day, hearing a buzzing noise and seeing something half the size of my thumb land on my right hand. I have never seen a fly so huge. I was fascinated, so I stared at it like only a knothead kid can do, and suddenly a jolt of pain hit me like a lightning bolt. I mean, I was stepping and fetching all over that porch. If somehow I had been shot with 30-aught buck, I imagine it might have had less of an impact on my physical and mental 10-year-old self. Dang thing left a mark, too. But no wonder, because the average horsefly, it doesn't just surgically bite you like a mosquito. No, this winged monkey from hell actually cuts open the skins of its victim like the knife-like mouth parts and feeds on the blood of its victims. Have I been emotionally scarred by horseflies? Maybe. But when I heard that buzzing noise in my garage recently, I had to decide whether I was going to run screeching into the yard like a little squirrel girl or take action like the ranger that I am. So I got a broom, and I went to war. My garage tasks were secondary to the notion of protecting my castle from this singular pestilence. So I batted it around, I smacked it with the broom to no avail. What felt like a protracted firefight was probably over in seconds, but I did prevail against my winged enemy, watched him escape out into the yard. I stood my ground. Sweet victory over fear was mine. Of course, last night I sat on my deck for a few minutes after work and I heard a loud buzzing noise and immediately the debate began in my mind about going inside. Look, we can laugh about this stuff, but let's get to the heart of the matter. Apparently, I had an experience when I was young, and I became somewhat conditioned. My response is based on my experience. And that's not unusual. It's not unusual for responses to external stimuli to be conditioned in part on fear. Well, the government learned that really well a few years ago with COVID. And I don't trust them not to reuse it at some point in the near future. Because while COVID was indeed deadly, the savagery that was done to our society during the pandemic was made all the worse by fear and by fear-mongering. People became conditioned to take measures and to relinquish personal liberties and to accept losses because they were conditioned by fear. This makes them, you know, the idea of fearfulness an actual tactic or a tool. I mean, the makers of horror movies, they know this. Every scary movie has the building of tension with the eerie music in the dark corners and a subtle sound from the other side of the door. Don't go in there! Why would they go in there? Everybody knows you don't go in there, but of course they go in there. There was a great commercial that was made for an insurance company not long ago that went all in on the horror movie stereotypes. Kids running pell-mell through the woods come to a creepy house. Let's hide in the attic! No, let's hide in the basement! Why can't we just get in the running car and leave? Are you crazy? Let's go hide behind the chainsaws. I mean, it ends with one of them screaming, "Let's go hide in the cemetery." I laugh every time, but the point is that the makers of scary movies know how to get fear riled up in the viewers. You set the stage, you build the tension, you create the obvious escape, you make the escape impossible. Then you spring the horsefly bite. I mean, the scary bad guy. Fear is a motivator. It's oftentimes, by the way, a terrible motivator, as decisions that are made solely on fear tend to be more emotional, more rushed, more drastic. The other day, I drove through a fast food drive-thru lane. I saw that one of the workers inside was wearing a face mask. Why? I mean, if she's sick, I don't want her making my burger anyway, but no, it was more likely that she was scared, fearful of getting sick, and had been conditioned by fear during COVID to modify her behaviors just to adapt to her fears. During the COVID timeframe, Americans were told they could not gather, they could not worship in their churches, they could not go to work. Think about that. The constitutional liberties that we all know and enjoy by virtue of our citizenship in the U.S. were just simply cut off, and we just took it on the chin. Businesses shuttered forever, unable to meet the demands of government telling them they had to remain closed. Bills still had to be paid, so government workers, well, they got paid nonstop while not working or simply working from home. But the private sector was devastated. Whole sections of society were declared non-essential and limited in their capacity, while others were deemed too important to shut down, and they were left to continue their operations. I had a friend who owns a series of small family-owned jewelry stores. He asked me one day why he had to remain closed and sacrificed his livelihood when the big box store down the road was allowed to remain open to include their jewelry department. Another man told me how his HVAC repair service employees came to him one day and told him they were all quitting, every one of them, because they learned the government would pay them more to stay at home and do nothing, and all they had to do to qualify for the so-called free money was to declare they were scared of COVID. That's just it. Just announce that you have a fear of something, and the government will pay you to do nothing and ruin another man's business at the same time. The government allowed the spread of fear. In fact, the government really even created the spread of fear. Not the actual contagious illness itself, but the mere fear of the illness to condition people's behavior. Consider also the number of people who were forced to die alone in nursing homes and hospitals. Loved ones were denied access to spouses and children and grandparents, and they just withered away because someone in corporate offices was fearful of the potential legal or physical ramifications of allowing anyone who loves someone to get too close. In essence, the government used fear as a means of separating people from their relationships. Children's education was shunted into oblivion. I mean, just log in for remote learning, kids, unless you don't have a computer or even the internet. And I think we're going to be seeing and feeling the ramifications of COVID on schools and education for years to come. The government used fear and even sowed fear. Remember the whole thing about the demands being placed on the pandemic of the unvaccinated? If you didn't get the shot, you were no better than a leper in biblical times, forced to announce yourself as being unclean in society, shunned by others, banned from all things. And no, that's not hyperbole. That's actually what happened. The government used fear of your participation in their plans to cancel you in society. Think back on all this. Fear was at the root of it. And yes, I know that there's a fine line between fear and prudence. Prudence is taking a calculated risk. It's always better, by the way, than reckless disregard for safety. I know that. But the sowing of fear to condition a response, that's a form of tyranny. Think about that. The sowing of fear to condition a response is a form of tyranny. The government learned that it can make you fearful and just get you to give away anything, allow anything, sacrifice anything, just to keep from being touched by the thing that you fear. So yeah, I still have vivid memories of being bitten by a horsefly. And there are those who still fear going out in public because of COVID. But worse yet is the sense that fear was deliberately used as a tool to condition our society, to mold us into a behavioral pattern that fits the needs of government. And that is something that cannot happen again. So when the horsefly comes, you decide, do you run out of the room in fear or do you take up your broom and do battle? Because I'm going to tell you right now, fear is a liar. And unfortunately, fear is often used as a tool. Don't be conditioned by fear. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. In a minute, we're going to talk about Bride of Monkeypox. But I was sort of inspired to write this because I'm watching these articles popping up and all of a sudden monkeypox is in the news again. I'm like, come on. But you know why? They have an opportunity here. Not just to control the flow of a disease, but to control the conditions of a people. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.